Police officers responded to a complaint of a disturbance near Allen Road in Brownstown, Michigan. Officer Christopher Colesby later testified that, as he and his partner approached the area, a couple directed them to a residence where a man was going crazy. Upon their arrival, the officers found a household in considerable chaos. The officer saw a pickup truck in the driveway with its front smashed, damaged fence posts along the side of the property, and three broken house windows with the glass still on the ground outside. The officers also noticed blood on the hood of the pickup and on clothes inside of it, as well as on one of the doors to the house. It is disputed whether they noticed this immediately upon reaching the house, but undisputed that they noticed it before the allegedly unconstitutional entry. Through a window, the officers could see defendant Jeremy Fisher inside the house, screaming and throwing things. The back door was locked, and a couch had been placed to block the front door. The officers knocked, but Fisher refused to answer. They saw that Fisher had a cut on his hand, and they asked him whether he needed medical attention. Fisher ignored these questions and demanded, with accompanying profanity, that the officers go get a search warrant. Officer Goldsby then pushed the front door partway open and ventured into the house. Through the window of the open door, he saw Fisher pointing a long gun at him. Officer Goldsby then withdrew. Fisher was later charged under Michigan law with assault with a dangerous weapon and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony. The trial court concluded that Officer Goldsby violated the Fourth Amendment when he entered Fisher's house, and granted Fisher's motion to suppress the evidence obtained as a result, that is, Officer Goolsbee's statement that Fisher pointed a rifle at him. The case was appealed all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, so currently we are before the U.S. Supreme Court, and here is the issue before the court. The issue before the court is whether the officer violated the Fourth Amendment when he entered the defendant's residence without a warrant. And here is the rule. Law enforcement officers may enter a home without a warrant to render emergency assistance to an injured occupant or to protect an occupant from imminent injury. This emergency aid exception does not depend on the officer's subjective intent or the seriousness of any crime they are investigating when the emergency arises. It requires only an objectively reasonable basis for believing that a person within the house is in need of immediate aid. And here is how the court analyzed this case. The court stated that a straightforward application of the emergency aid exception dictates that the officer's entry was reasonable. The police officers here were responding to a report of a disturbance. When they arrived on the scene, they encountered a tumultuous situation in the house, and they found signs of a recent injury, perhaps from a car accident outside. The officers could see violent behavior inside. And although Officer Goolsby and his partner did not see punches thrown, they did see Fisher screaming and throwing things. It would be objectively reasonable to believe that Fisher's projectile might have a human target, perhaps a spouse or a child, or that Fisher would hurt himself in the course of his rage. In short, we find it as plain here that the officer's entry was reasonable under the Fourth Amendment. The Michigan Court of Appeals, however, thought the situation did not rise to a level of emergency justifying the warrantless intrusion into a residence. Although the Court of Appeals conceded that there was evidence an injured person was on the premises, it found it significant that the mere drops of blood did not signal a likely serious life-threatening injury. The court added that the cut Officer Goolsbee observed on Fisher's hand likely explained the trail of blood, and that Fisher was very much on his feet and apparently able to see to his own knees. But the Supreme Court disagreed, and here is why. The Supreme Court reasoned that the officers do not need ironclad proof of a likely serious life-threatening injury to invoke the emergency aid exception. Fisher, however, argued that the officers could not have been motivated by a perceived need to provide medical assistance, since they never summoned emergency medical personnel. But the court explained that this would have no bearing, of course, upon their need to ensure that Fisher was not endangering someone else in the house. Moreover, even if the failure to summon medical personnel conclusively established that Goolsbee did not subjectively believe, when he entered the house, that Fisher or someone else was seriously injured, the test, as we have said, is not what Goolsbee believed, but rather whether there was an objectively reasonable basis for believing that medical assistance was needed or persons were in danger. It was error for the Michigan Court of Appeals to replace that objective inquiry into appearances with its hindsight determination that there was in fact no emergency. It does not meet the needs of law enforcement or the demand of public safety to require officers to walk away from a situation like the one they encountered here. Only when an apparent threat has become actual harm can officers rule out innocuous explanations for ominous circumstances. But the role of a peace officer includes preventing violence and restoring order, not simply rendering first aid to casualties. It suffices to invoke the emergency aid exception that it was reasonable to believe that Fisher had hurt himself, albeit non-fatally, and needed treatment that in his rage he was unable to provide, or that Fisher was about to hurt or had already hurt someone else. The Michigan Court of Appeals required more than what the Fourth Amendment demands. In conclusion, the court found that the officer did not violate Fisher's Fourth Amendment right because he had an objectively reasonable basis to believe that Fisher or someone else might be in need of aid.